Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, Deputy High Commissioner, dear colleagues. Estonia highly appreciates the UNHCR's work around the globe. UNHCR's timely and efficient response to acute and protracted situations of forced displacement in many complex humanitarian settings has saved lives. Unfortunately, as we learned from the opening statement made by the Deputy High Commissioner and from the presentation of the Global Appeal 2020-21, those situations have tendencies to become even more complex and prolonged than ever. While conflicts remain the main causes for those situations, we also face many new triggers for forced displacement, amongst them those related to the climate change. Therefore, we also need new innovative approaches to respond, but also to prevent those situations. And we are well aware that it requires global, predictable, and collaborative, well-coordinated engagement. The preparations for the upcoming first Global Refugee Forum have already mobilized new donors. New innovative ideas and initiatives have emerged. Estonia is taking the preparations very seriously and looking for ways to contribute to its successful outcome. We believe the use of new technologies and digital tools could improve the efficiency of service delivery and thus alleviate the suffering of most vulnerable. Estonia supports the strategic priorities and reform of the UNHCR and commends the effectiveness of the organization in fulfilling its important mandate. We remain engaged in supporting UNHCR in its central role in safeguarding the international refugee protection regime. Being a long-time supporter of UNHCR's activities, Estonia makes its unearmarked voluntary contribution to the UNHCR every year. Today, I wish to announce an unearmarked contribution of 100,000 euros to support the activities of the UNHCR in 2020. The amount has already been disbursed. A part of this contribution, Estonia continues to support various UNHCR operations throughout the year. And finally, allow me to pay tribute to UNHCR's dedicated staff, who often carries out its valuable humanitarian work in challenging conditions and the environment. Thank you very much.